the hospital systems, and the person in my position at the time got with the fire and police department and kind of put their heads together to come up with this Heroes Behind the Badges. I think Jim Sedaris, I think, was involved in that early stages of planning this out. So he's been with this Heroes Behind the Badges event for 18 years. In fact, he kind of had the idea, him and a couple others with the hospital systems had this idea and put this together. And each year it kind of built and built. In fact, the first year we started with no more than 70 units of blood, and now each year it seems like we're around 1,000 units of blood.
And it's billed as a friendly competition.
Yeah, exactly. It's a fun competition between the two departments. Obviously, they realize that, you know, the good of the community, it's all about getting people to come out and donate blood, encouraging people to donate around the holidays. But it is a fun competition. They enjoy it. They have some little ribbing here and there that takes place, and the best thing about this is, you know, we have blood for our hospitals during the holidays, as well as kind of a charitable donation. The two organizations receive monies from Citibank, and they can donate that monies to their charity of choice. This year, that's the Sioux Falls Police Department is receiving the South Dakota Special Olympics, and then the fire department has chosen the Children's Home Society. I think they've run with those organizations for the last 10 years, I would say.
Let's talk about the need for blood during the holidays, and there is a drop in donations.
There is a need for blood during the holidays. We see people, they're on the roadways, they're traveling to family and friends' homes, and there's a time and a place where we don't have people coming out to donate blood. This is the time. This is the place. And people forget to donate because they're so busy with other activities. Not only that, but they're on the roadways. And even light little snow makes the roadways slippery. The slippery conditions cause accidents. And, you know, one of our largest users of blood may not necessarily be the surgery patients or the cancer patients, but about 30% of the blood is to treat traumas. The reason for that is because these accidents, those individuals use up to 50 units of blood during their time at the hospitals.
How do I donate if I want to get behind Heroes Behind the Badges? Where do I go?
You can log on to, actually, CalOEM's website has a link to Community Blood Bank's page that has all the information about donating blood during the Heroes Behind the Badges event. Otherwise, you can log on to cbblifeblood.org, and we have a link there that you just click on the schedule of all the Heroes events, and it will pull up the information. We have a drive coming up, the final day of the blood drive event, January 3rd, that Friday. We have both headquarters hosting blood drives. So the fire department will have their drive on Minnesota Avenue, and the police department will have theirs just down the street there, downtown at their headquarters. And they'll kind of have that final battle. So if people are looking for a place to donate blood, they can donate either at Sanford or Vera McKinnon Hospital. I'd love to have you come on in and donate blood. We do have Texas Roadhouse involved this year again, so everybody who donates receives a $5 certificate to use at Texas Roadhouse. We have special design T-shirts from each department, so once you cast your donation vote for the department of your choice, you receive that specially designed T-shirt. Usually towards the end of the event, we're really running low on supplies of those shirts.